When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
My current mood is gratitude. just lose myself in sorrow and forget. How the sky has been much bluer and my life just so much sweeter since we met.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Subpopulation from the past. Thank you. Well, guys, I don't know what to say, honestly, because it was like really, really magical. How do you feel?
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. When the first 2 days we were here, it's been cloudy. Which, to be honest, I've been to Colombia a few times. My girlfriend's from Colombia. Javier's girlfriend's from Colombia. We know this country quite well. And it is, you know, you get some sunny days, but the grey weather can persist, especially near Medellin. It's so high up, too. So this morning when we woke up and the clouds had parted, it's just like, well, it's meant to be, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So good. Exactly. And I was watching like the weather, like the current weather, and usually like in October or November, it like rains 24 days per month, and today we're like the perfect weather, not too hot, like very perfect. And as perfect as your set, I would say. There are a lot of online questions, guys. If you have any questions on Twitch or Facebook, please don't hesitate to ask. It looks like you had a lot of fun playing today. What is your, or what are your main purposes as DJs?
Well, I think obviously our thing is called group therapy. And like, it's been truly such a challenging time that we're living through. At least for me, it feels like these kinds of moments are like truly healing. Like, I've had my own battles, and just coming here surrounded by so much love, it really feels
touching. Yeah, I saw your message on your computer. And you talked about the tough times we encountered, and we still are inside this COVID crisis. What errors, or what did you learn from this personally, from the COVID pandemic?
From the pandemic, to be honest, I gained a huge appreciation of doing nothing that I thought I would never have. I was absolutely, I mean, I'm sort of looking forward to sort of one day, maybe I'll retire one day, and just being absolutely terrified of that. Because I think in some ways, maybe you feel like so much of yourself is wrapped up in what you do in this job. So to just stop and spend time cooking and around the house, and then I started doing these sort of deep DJ sets from my kitchen table that were nothing to do with Above and Beyond, and it really felt nice. It gave me a real perspective on what Above and Beyond does, and it's really only in the last couple of months that we've been able to get back to doing it with this tour around the USA and today. Obviously, to be honest, when we agreed to do this, I imagined it would be just us with no audience. It was, you know, like one of those ones, you know. So it's lovely to get back with the day job, as it were, with a real sense of perspective about exactly what it is that we do. And I think moving away into that deep thing for the 18 months that I was doing it, and meeting people in that scene, many of whom are from Colombia and are here today, gave me a different perspective on what Above and Beyond and Anjuna Beats and Anjuna Deep means to the world. So it's been a really lovely experience for me. It's been terrible. Parvo's had bad COVID twice, so... Oh, you know, you can't take away the real human suffering that's happened in the last 2 years. But for me, selfishly, it's been an interesting and lovely experience.
Yeah, taking your time, do things maybe slower. You did and you do a lot of things. You own like Anjuna Deep, Anjuna Beats. You're a DJ, producer, artist. You also have your radio shows. You do so many things. How do you balance? How much time do you invest and balance between like all projects nowadays?
Well, I guess we all like play like a different kind of part. In the beginning, we actually started Anjuna Beats, literally posted all the vinyls, and like we're queuing outside venues doing it. And as the thing grew, and as Above and Beyond became like more busy with touring, you know, James, who's running Anjuna Deep with Jody, has done an amazing job at building like a truly world-class team, really, that supported Above and Beyond and everything. And I think at the moment, especially with what's been going on the last few years, I've sort of seen that our role is almost like to spiritually lead where things go, and then also, if we can, to create something that is also like leading where the labels go
and inspiring other artists, and that way, like, I think that's really our role, is to be that sort of, you know, showing where to go.
That's beautiful.
But we, you know, we have 50 people now working in the UK, in our office. So, you know, they do take care of an awful lot of stuff for us.
I can imagine 50 people is a lot. And it's what's crazy about your labels is how engaged are people, how, like, it's called, like, the family, and how passionate your community is. How do you think you managed to get there? And how do you think, like, a new label can, like, what's the recipe of a good label in 2021?
I think it's a combination. For us, we've ended up with a label which is unique and incredibly valuable. A good friend of mine is the, or until recently was the chairman of Warner Music Latin America, and I used to work at Warner's with him. Long chat about what record companies can do now, and his view is not very much. The artists generally do most of their marketing online themselves. So a record company is just like a bank, and I think that's not the case for us. We have, I don't know, let's say 2 million, say 3 million passionate fans worldwide that are really, luckily for us, because it's taken a while to get to that point, really interested in everything we do, everything we introduce to the labels and the artists that we introduce to them. And it's an incredibly privileged position that we're in, but it also makes, I think, for us, the label an incredibly powerful tool for us. Because Warners don't have a loyal fan base. We've ended up with this incredibly valuable resource, which is all these, you know, the people who come to our gigs and are so passionate about Anjuna Beats and Anjuna Deep, and, you know, forgive us for, you know, changing direction here and there. You know, loved the acoustic tour, loved the, you know, the yoga albums that we've done. They're very accepting of us having fun with being in Above and Beyond, and that also is incredibly valuable. They're not, you know, sticklers for us staying the same, so we're just very, very lucky.
Yeah, and you and your label has a real role inside this industry, as you told us that now artists are more and more, like, kind of alone in this in the promotion and everything. We will soon upload this content on YouTube. Do you guys watch YouTube, and what kind of videos are you watching on YouTube?
Well, I've been actually really loving the NPR live shows.
NPR, yeah, they're
like,
really
there's
good.
There's such an array of different kinds of amazing, like, live shows over there. And yes, of course, like Ben Bomer's circle sets, been like on repeat for so many times. It's incredible.
Yeah, he did like a really amazing set. And I will remember this one forever, I think. But this one as well, it was so magic. I'm watching all the online question from Joe Doherty. Do they discuss the choice of tunes between them before playing, or is it more a battle of crates?
We used to genuinely play back to back, and I think we just grew dissatisfied with it. Unless you're in the same place at the same time with somebody, you end up in a slightly different part of the universe. Yeah. So to be able to, without speaking, read somebody's musical taste and musical choice, I think that's proved to be very difficult for us. So what we do now is we take it in turns. And today's was Paavo's set. So you get, I think, a more satisfying journey, because it's somebody's vision, and I think that makes it more cohesive, has a, you know, more of a flow, rather than chopping and changing. I've been doing quite a lot of back-to-backs at the end of my streams, and it ends up being a little bit of a pissing contest sometimes, like, you know, like Mark's played Mr. Wazoo the other day, you know, like, deal with that. How are you going to mix out of that? You know, it's like, I don't think this, and it's fun, I suppose, to watch online, but I think when there's real people wanting to dance, you want to flow, and I think that needs a singular mind to kind of plan it out.
But on the other hand, when you play back to back and you are in the exact same vibe, it's also amazing, but it's very rare, I must say.
It can be. I think you get there after about 20 minutes. There was always this sort of first 20 minutes of sort of fishtailing around, and that used to really bug me, because, you know, That should be good too.
Especially for this kind of short set.
Yeah, and obviously one of the main things that we do as Above and Beyond is also do really amazing shows. And I think having this idea where we have like someone in charge, we can then, you know, really apply that vision to the show structure visually and everything. Like you guys really like look at the whole thing from the visual perspective as well. And it's been really important to us to give people a true experience at the bigger Above and Beyond shows.
I understand. And another question from, I don't have the name, Above and Beyond. Oh yeah, you talked about this. Above and Beyond has been shifting more towards deeper sound recently, notably with Tony's Deep Sets. Can we expect an Above and Beyond album released on Anjuna Deep in the near future?
I don't know if they'd want us.
Any takers?
We do. Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last question from Evergreen Cactus. What song from today's set was the most fun to record in the studio? Difficult one.
It's a very good question.
I have to say, one of the resprays that we played, Tom Middleton's Fly to New York, like, he'd done an incredible remix. And to me, the best remixes are when it doesn't sound like a remix. It truly sounds like a song. And he'd taken it to a place that I didn't even realize that song could exist on. And then he sent us the stems, and we made a slightly more harder version of it for this set. Mm. And for me, it was just a really nice thing to get something that I wasn't expecting to exist and then to be really inspired by it.
I remember writing on my way to heaven in my cycling shorts. I'd cycled to the studio and it was raining and I couldn't go home, which is one of the lines in the song. And so I put this incredible bit of music on that Jono had written and just blah, blah, blah for an hour, waiting for the rain to stop. And I didn't expect any of those lyrics to end up on the record. And Jono was like, yeah, I really like that. I really like that. So that was fun because I was just farting about, really, in Lycra.
Guys, thank you very much for answering this question for tonight's crazy set. It was a huge honor to have you on Circle.
Thank you.
I also must thank all the production team that worked very, very hard to make this show and the one that will happen in a few minutes downstairs happen. So big up to Dan, Anaïs and Armand, and also to the local production team, Karim and his team, and also to our Mexican producers, Adrian and his team. Thank you very much to them because it was extremely hard to produce this one, I must say. You will see some behind the scenes images, and Mathieu, Alexis and Michael are telling me and me thank you. Yeah, thank you. If I need to thank all the team, it will be very long, but I will do a big up for you next show, maybe if you deserve it.
One question though, how did you get the PA up the stairs?
There is a small, zip line, that holds up to 100 kilos. And thanks to this...
We could have used that.
we should use this to... so thanks to this one, it was working properly. Thanks to this, we managed to bring all the PA. There is also a small... gift, the mystery box that
is it a cake? Can we eat
it? It's not a cake. It's something very very from here, from this region. It's offered by here. You can open the box.
Okay.
it's
Open the box.
It's offered by Visit Medellin, which is the tourism office from Medellin.
Oh. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
And it's a very, very nice set of cups of coffee with also coffee from here, which is
amazing. We're like big lovers of coffee.
Oh, that's good to know. And they look really beautiful. It's made out of a special... I didn't understand everything, but a special material, like old material, and from here. So I also wanted to thank ProColombia and Visit Medellin for all their help in this show, and also DaLive. And I hope I don't forget anyone. Thank you very much to all the team involved, and thank you very much to you guys. It was a big, big pleasure.
Thank
See you next time.
Thank you for having us. It's been an honor for us too. Thanks.
Oh, merci.